In Germany, the forest covers more than 11 million hectares of land. This is 32% of the total area of the country. In many of the thousands of forests, the historic strict regulations and environmental practices of the German government resulted in one of the most thriving and intact biosystems in Europe. But even so, most Germans live right next to forests. It seems we never get to meet its wide range of wild living inhabitants. A good example is the wolf. Totally extinct in the 1800s, it made its way back in the recent years, crossing the border of Poland and the Czech Republic. There is now an estimated number of 128 packs of wolves living wild and free. Here is one of them. Next comes an animal that also roams around these forests since thousands of years. A full-grown male can weigh up to 220 kilograms and can grow up to 2.30 meters in length. In brutal clashes during mating season, they fight for the favor of the female with their enormous antlers. Only a few people ever get the chance to see one in free nature, because they are extremely shy and use large areas of dense forest as their territory. The talk is of the European red deer. ...400 kilometers down south, in the beautiful valleys and hills of the Bavarian forest, the colorful time of autumn is also long gone. Snow has started to fall and turns the landscape into a white-powdered, icy wonderland. Within, covered and protected by the deep forest, lives and hunts a very small population of Germany's biggest wildcat and leaves its footprints in the fresh fallen snow. Pure elegance, a graceful look, and silent movements are connected with its name, the lynx. Along the rivers, streams, and lakes of Germany, where this heron waits patiently for some bait to swim by, lives another very special animal. It's a master in swimming and diving, and perfectly adapted to its natural surrounding. To be able to hunt for fish even during the coldest of winter months, the otter has around 330,000 hairs per square centimeter, which keeps him dry and warm and protects him from freezing to death.